Good morning. So we're dealing with we're learning Hilchasitzis and Chayorim, Klal Yud Aleph, Siman Lamed Hey, and we deal with the following scenario where a person is Titzis Tor and he did not realize. So the four lines from the end of the Sif, the Siman, a Rabbi Chaver Shenipsik had Titzis B'chol. Reuven sees that Shimon is wearing tzitzis and his back tzitzis got caught on something and ripped off in such a way that they're possible. Shimon is not aware that the tzitzis are possible. And it's in the weekday. So he doesn't have the argument that he can't put in because he could put in. If you're going to point it out to him, we're going to say that you put him in a situation where he really theoretically should be removing it. But it'd be embarrassing for him to do that. So he said, if he knows, we rely on the heter of embarrassment. What about I have the following age? You can rent a love by the basin. Call him inside your house. Well, Yermela, don't tell him why. Ajibul Beisa until he comes inside. So even though he's not wearing tzitzis, not putting in tzitzis, since he's not aware, you cannot consider that he's actively transgressing or passively transgressing the vera. He's not aware there's a vera at all. So in that situation, the appropriate thing to do is to get him into a place where it's not going to be embarrassing. So as soon as you tell him, he'll be able to remove the tzitzis appropriately. There's a concept in the halacha called misasek. A person is b'chal not involved in doing the veira. It's happening, even though it's not a case of Dorshei Miskaven. Dorshei Miskaven was a person who's involved in A, and out of A comes B. So, but over here, he's being involved in wearing the garment. That's the A. He's been involved in wearing the garment. But he's not aware that there's any avera at all involved in it. So that's much better in halacha than a shargig. A shargig is that the person knows what he's doing, just he's not aware of the implications. Over here, the person's not even aware of what he's doing. He's not aware at all that he's wearing a bag without tzitzis. So that's a misasik. So there we say, just instead of informing him, leave him in a state of misasik, get him into a place where when you tell him, he'll be able to immediately remove the garment. Regards to putting on the talus, going back to the talus gadol, if he's not embarrassed to sit like that, he shouldn't wear it. If he knew about this from Erev Shabbos, he didn't take care of it, so this heter of arguing that he's uncomfortable and therefore the heter because of Kavod Abrius is no longer valid, and he's mechoyev to not wear it on Shabbos, because he should have taken care of it. That's Psak of the Chayotim. Mr. Burr brings that if a person forgot, before he knew him and forgot, he didn't actively decide not to do the mitzvah. He forgot, got busy with something else, and he forgot. So in that situation, a person can be makel to wear this talus on Shabbos. And this is actually the opinion of Kiviger. If Gregor says this argument, in the case of Shochach, he would be allowed to wear the bag on Shabbos. I want to just clarify one point over here. He said at the beginning of this simon, you're allowed to, on Shabbos, you're allowed to not only not take it off, you're allowed to put it on. If a person needs to go to shul, it's embarrassing to go to shul without a talus. He's allowed to put on a talus because he can't do anything about it anyway right now. So he's allowed to put on a talus gadol with tzitzis, which are not halachas of kosher. Okay, we will hold it here, and you should have a good morning and a good day. Beis Hashem, we will pick up in Siman Lamed Zayin tomorrow.